Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 12th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft plans to issue a one-time update for Xbox Series X and S consoles, which will switch them over to the shutdown energy-saving power option. The company made this the default on consoles shipped since last March. Users will be able to change the power setting after the update. Compared to the sleep instant on option, the shutdown mode uses at least 95% less power, just 0.5 watts while off, but takes about 15 seconds to boot up the console. Microsoft also began testing a new active hours setting with Xbox Insiders, which will let you designate when to keep the console in instant on mode, then switch over to the slower shutdown mode. The shutdown power option will also roll out to older Xbox One consoles. Microsoft will launch Microsoft 365 Basic on January 30th, offering 100 gigabytes of cloud storage, ad-free Outlook email, data encryption for email, and suspicious link checking for $1.99 a month. The tier will also include access to Microsoft technical support, but does not include access to desktop office apps. Existing OneDrive subscribers at the 100GB tier will be moved over to Microsoft 365 basic subscriptions. The British postal company Royal Mail said a cyber incident caused an ongoing severe service disruption, resulting in it temporarily unable to dispatch items to overseas destinations. Import and domestic services remain available with some minor delays. The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre said it's working with Royal Mail to investigate the incident. Online marketer Gail Brenton noticed that CNET articles under the byline CNET Money Staff includes the dropdown disclosing that the article was generated using automation technology and thoroughly edited and fact-checked by an editor on our editorial staff. Subsequently, this was changed to specifically state it was created by an AI engine. CNET published about 73 articles with the byline. The Byte's Frank Landymore notes that this isn't a new practice by major publications, noting the AP started using AI to cover earnings reports since 2015. TechCrunch's Ron Miller looked at PC shipment data from the big analyst firms, Canalys, IDC, and Gartner. All showed the fourth consecutive quarter of falling PC shipments, with IDC finding shipments falling 28% in the year in Q4, with 2022 shipments down 16% on the year. The top five PC companies remained the same, led by Lenovo, followed by HP, Dell, Apple, and Asus. All saw declines on the year in Q4, with Apple down 2.1% and all others seeing shipments down by over 20%. Dell saw the worst of it, with shipments down 37.2% on the year. Bloomberg sources say Twitter employees in its Singapore office were told to vacate the premises and begin working remotely. Insider sources say Twitter will close offices in Hong Kong, the Philippines, Mexico, Africa, Australia, South Korea, India, and many across Europe over the coming weeks. In Q4, TSMC beat analyst estimates on earnings and revenue, with the latter up 26.7% in the year to $19.93 billion. CEO C.C. Wei said it expects the semiconductor cycle to bottom sometime in the first half and see a recovery in the second half of 2023. Wei also said he expects the auto chip shortage to be relaxed quickly. The company plans to cut capital expenditures in 2023 to between $32 and $36 billion, down from $36.3 billion in 2022. Intel announced the Core i9-13900KS CPU, offering 8 performance cores and 16 efficiency cores with a maximum turbo boost clock of up to 6 GHz, the first processor to hit that frequency without overclocking. It also consumes more power with a base TDP of 150 watts, 20% higher than the standard i9-13900K. It's available now for $699. Google Meet will roll out support for 360-degree backgrounds in the coming weeks on Android and iOS to all users. These will use the phone's gyroscope and orientation data to make backgrounds more realistic when on the move. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple began work on a new generation of AirPods with a potential release as early as the second half of 2024. These include an entry-level version with a target price of $99, 23% cheaper than its least expensive AirPods 2 currently on sale. Kuo also says Apple began work on an updated AirPods Max model, although no details on any new features. U.S. bankruptcy judge John T. Dorsey terminated the naming rights deal between FTX and Miami-Dade County for the arena where the Miami Heat play. The naming rights deal went into effect in June 2021, at the time a 19-year deal worth $135 million. In event news, Xbox and Bethesda will host a Developer Direct event on January 25th at 3 p.m. They'll talk about Forza Motorsport, Minecraft Legends, The Elder Scrolls Online, as well as which titles are coming to Xbox, PC, and Game Pass in the next few months. The event will be streamed on Twitch and YouTube. And finally, if your preferred Realm of Eternal Damnation seems unusually chilly today, it may be because Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple began work to add touchscreen support to Macs with engineers actively engaged on the project. The first touchscreen model could be an updated MacBook Pro in 2025. No launch plans have been finalized, and Gurman cautions Apple's plans could change. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.